Please find a comfortable posture. It is very important to keep your back straight, chin up. Gently close the eyes. Take a few deep, long breaths. Let go. Relax your body. Relax your mind. Please do it 2 more times. Experienced relaxation and peace. Feel harmony with your body. Feel close to yourself. Today is a beautiful Saturday morning. Your day off. You all can be home and sleep a little bit more. But you made this commitment to drive here to the temple. Why is that? Because you all are believing inner peace, inner journey. So in this hour, keep everything behind. Plans, things you had to do today, this coming week. Just be here with yourself, with your own body, with your own mind. Now please create some loving intention in your mind about yourself. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. How many times you repeated those 3 words in your life? Maybe years, people who come to the temple, well, happy and peaceful. When you say it today, right now, this morning, when you repeat those 3 words, how do you feel? The day you started, many years ago, or many months ago, many weeks ago, is there any progress in your mind about self-care, self-love? Words have powers. words can create our intentions. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards your family. First, bring their smiling faces. You are smiling to them, they are smiling to you, they are in front of you. Just your imagination. It doesn't matter. They are good people or they are difficult people. They are part of your family life. Even you have some challenges with them, is it possible for you to practice loving kindness towards them? Understanding we all are imperfect people. If you want to see their weaknesses all the time, we can see them, not right now. Instead of disappointment or anger, dislike, how about practice loving kindness towards them? Think of them individually by names. We all are brothers and sisters in one large family. Now send your loving thoughts towards the whole world. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. Different people, different parts of the world, different countries, different ethnic groups. Look at your life now, right now. You are here. Physically, emotionally, right now you are comfortable, even this hour. You have your basic needs. You have a place to live, call home. Are you grateful for that? But right now, in this present moment, there are so many people or animal in this world. They are in pain, they are dying without food, without water, without medicine. I have seen them in my own eyes. Being grateful to your life, send your loving thoughts to the whole world. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. Now slowly turn your attention to your breath. Focus on your natural, ordinary breath. Every breath you take in, you take out, is taken mindfully. If you are distracted by a thought or a feeling or a sensation, bring your attention back to the breath or present moment. Now observe your mind, observe your body. Your body is relaxed, your mind is calm, tranquil and peaceful. Now bring your palms together close to your heart. Make a wish for yourself. How you want to live, what you want to do. Any determination for your own life. This is the good place and good time to do this. And also, if you want to transfer these wholesome thoughts to someone who need blessings or even your departed people. May peace be with you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Okay, we are going to do our chanting. You can have a chanting book. Okay, let's start. Namo tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Dhammaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Sanghaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Anicca vata saṅkhārā Uppāda vāya dhammino Uppājjitvā nirujjanti Tesaṁ upasamo Sabbe santā Avera hontu sabbe santa abhyapajja hontu sabbe santa aniga hontu sabbe santa sukhiyattanam Pariharantu Mano Pumbangama Dhamma Mano Setta Mano Maya Manasache Adutena Bhasativa Karotiva Tato naṁ dukkha manveti Chankaṁ vavahato padaṁ Mano We believe. My wish. Good morning, everybody. Happy to see you all this morning. Thank you so much for coming. So, I want to know how many people driving to the temple today this morning, like an hour? Okay. A little close, right? 45 minutes, hour, right? So, hour driving means long trip. So then you are spending 1 hour here, then you are going back another hour. Right? That means 3 hours of your time, you know, so you use. So people who are driving from the distance, when you are driving early morning to be here at 10 o'clock, maybe you are driving maybe 8:30, you know, 9 o'clock like that. So why is that? You can go to breakfast with your friend, have some, you know, few cups of coffee and enjoy your morning. Instead of that, you are driving to the temple. Why is that?
It's important.
Yeah, it's very important to you. Why it is important to you? Okay, this is very therapeutic, right? This is very therapeutic. Okay. Wonderful. So, you came here for a purpose. So now I am thinking about myself. Sometimes people are asking me, why did you become a monk as a kid? That time, I don't know why I did that. Because I like it. Because when I go to the temple, it was fun. Like when you come to the temple, it is so fun, right here? But running this place is not fun for us and for other people, right, Rebecca? Right? It's lots of work. We have to work. So when people come first time, it is so much fun. So when I go to the temple, I felt lots of fun. So my teacher asked, do you want to become a monk? I said, yes, right? And so then I didn't have a purpose. But later, being in this journey many years, then I made the purpose for my life when I'm getting older. Now always I have a purpose. So maybe first day when you are coming to the temple, you are not sure, curiosity, so curious mind, however you came. You are a little nervous to come inside, you don't know what to do, you don't know who to talk, however you made it. So there is a purpose, you come here, because it is very therapeutic for you. So, now think about you are coming to learn something for yourself to find some inner peace. Then, what I am doing, after you come here, you are a little awareness about it, you want to learn something about, you want to eliminate your anxiety, your stress, all those things you want to eliminate when you come here. Then I am doing a big talk, or using words Sanskrit and you cannot understand what I'm talking about, and lots of things, this sutra and that sutra, Buddha said here, Buddha said this, Buddha said like that. Then I'm going long talk, like referring different teachings. Then what will happen? What a heck this monk is doing now. I was driving hour to get here, and so I cannot understand. So do you think that's what you want? If you want that, I can do it perfectly. Because I have that background too, but I don't do it anymore. Why? It doesn't serve me anymore. It doesn't serve you anymore. So Buddha's teaching is 45 years after his Buddhahood. He was teaching 45 years. All the discourses now collected, his teaching, 84,000 discourses. Now think about it, 84. So your inner joy, your contentment, do you want to learn all the 44,000 discourses? 84,000 discourses? I don't think so. No need to. But you want to figure it out, listen to this teaching, something about yourself. That's what very most important to you, right? So after COVID, I shared this couple of times. After COVID, I was thinking, I'm tired. I'm exhausted giving talks. I love my work. But I realized during the COVID, because I had lots of time to go and reflection, inner reflection I call, I have lots of time to do that during the COVID, then I realized I'm tired with this now. So therefore, what I did, I decided myself, I'm not going to give Dharma talks. Then maybe you are thinking, what are you doing now? I'm not doing a Dharma talk. So what I'm doing now, I am putting my heart out. Okay? So if you see something good in my heart, take it. If you don't like what it is in my heart, maybe everybody everybody doesn't like what you see in my heart. If you don't like it, nothing to worry. Just go and find somebody else's heart. Right? So no need to complain about, oh, Bhante didn't do right teaching, so you can go and find something else. Right? So what I'm doing now, putting my heart out. So that means how I practice, how I figure it out in this inner journey, teaching of the Buddha, understanding, thinking, concentrating, how I figure it out. I think that's what you want to hear. I don't think you want to hear all the list of items. Now always I'm reminding people, no sweat for that. No need to try. Just Google. No need to come to the temple for that. Google it. You can find 84,000 discourses why you come to the temple. So therefore, you want to learn something practical. This makes sense? Last many years, I tried so hard reaching to people in a very practical level. Even I have very strong academic background as a monk. That's why I said I can do that too, but I don't want to. It's not my interest anymore because it doesn't serve me, it doesn't serve to the world. So therefore, I want to share with you how I think, how I practice, how I figure it out. It is beneficial to you. So now think about Buddha's life. He used to be a prince. Prince living where? Palaces and royal life. We know about royal life, right? And we heard about royal life. So it is fancy. So later, after his Buddhahood, he's explaining to the monks how he used to live his life. He had the three palaces for three seasons. How wonderful. So when you go to India, even now, you can see all the ruins, his three palaces. So day and night, he was enjoying his life. That's what, you know, being a royal, they were believing they had to have fun. So his father kept him very safe place, not to experience difficulties and negativities in the society. He was almost hidden in the palace, but inside the palace he had all the luxurious life. He was having fun. The way I can see it now when I'm reading and try to understand it, so he used, you know, maybe Buddhist people doesn't like to hear this, but this is the reality. He used to live like a playboy type person in the palace. After I say that word, everybody no need to explain. You understand, right? So he had that kind of lifestyle. According to his own words, I can see he was really having fun, whatever people call fun. So what happened after having fun? He was bored. Then what is going on when you feel bored? Then you are looking for something else. Why? There is no inner contentment. So sometimes he is explaining, sometimes he was having all-night parties, sometimes he was bored. He is not paying attention to all those dancing. He was, you know, pushing her chair back. He's kind of having a nap. So, you know, you can see in the sutras. So middle of the night, he's kind of wake up. All the dancers, all the beautiful women and beautiful people and dancing to enter him. So then they can see he's not really enjoying, he's sleeping. But he's the king. They cannot leave. So what they do? They just put everything everywhere and they also having a nap. Then middle of the night, Prince Siddhartha woke up. Then when the dance floor started, everything is fancy, beautiful and elegant. Now he woke up middle of nowhere, he saw, looking at everybody, oh my God. It's all like a dead bodies. Everybody's everywhere, sleeping, snoring. Then he was thinking, what's going on here? Now that fun part is over. Now he doesn't see that fun anymore in that scene. So he was concerned, he was worrying. So that's how people start to think. So today I want to talk about the three things. So other day I was thinking about it. Now think about like this. You see something. You know, we have senses. I was thinking myself, we have senses. When we have senses, what we do? We use our senses to communicate. You know, we see outside things, bring in, so then we are making judgment. How we are making the judgment? Now think about, you see somebody. What do you see? How you see? Your perception. What is your perception? Yeah, experience. So you label, then you label it. Now think about, you see a person. Oh, he's good looking. So sometimes we see that, right? So that your perception. So whatever I say, it is beautiful, it is not beautiful to you. It is totally my perception. That's what we call mind-made realities. Does it make sense? So those mind-made realities we are believing. So those mind-made realities, we have, what we have? Fun. First experience is fun, enjoyable. So now think about those mind-made realities, you know, pleasurable. What is the result? That's the first one. Everything, whatever you see through your senses, whatever you experience, always there is a fun because of your perception. So whatever you call fun, enjoyable, entertaining, what is the next thing? The expectation. When your expectation never meet, disappointment. Every fun thing end up with the disliking or disappointment. That's the second one. So when you have disappointed, How do you feel? No need to explain. Right? So, when you are disappointed, then what you are thinking? Something new. Okay, a little bit more. Get irritated. Then you want to be there every day? Irritated. Then what you are thinking? That's why I can say it right away, but I want to get it from you. It is irritated, it's difficult, it's disappointing, it's painful. Get angry, then keep going. Now you are going towards negativities. Then what will happen? You get exhausted, really exhausted. Then you are thinking, oh my God. Then you depress, anxiety. Then you go to the therapist. Right? Then therapy will tell you, this is what going on. Hey, how many times, you know, the people came from the hospital, from the doctor's office to the temple. Hey, there is a temple. Some people already know me. Go and talk to Bhante. So sometimes they come to me and said, my doctor said, go and talk to you. So many people last many years came to this building because of the therapists, doctors and counselors. That means you are looking for something to solve the problem. Solve the problem. So that means something man-made realities, something pleasurable. Then there is a danger, it is an outcome. The second one, what is the third one then? No, third one is something good. You are looking for the answers.
Distraction.
Okay, distraction. Okay. Anything?
Contentment.
Looking for more contentment. So that is the purpose you are here. If you can understand, other day I was sitting in the monk's house other side. I was thinking, if I can understand these three things happening in my mind with my senses, that is my inner journey. Very simple. Therefore, then I was thinking, no need to understand 84,000 discourses to get this. No need to understand 84,000 discourses to understand this. So now, why you are here? To get that part. Why? Other two already you had in life. Does it make sense? So why it is came to my mind other day when I'm driving to meditation with Todd? Because I always put funny title for the Dharma talks. Right? So I put the Dharma talk title for today, Dharma Frog. Anybody see that? You know, Dharma Frog. Are you curious about it?
Yes.
Yes. Why? I want to bring the curiosity to the people, then people come to the temple to listen. That's my goal. So I put the word Dharma Frog. Why? When I read that, I realize about myself. That's why I was thinking, the frog is my Buddha. That frog gave me some teaching. So this is the reading I did. Right? It's beautiful. So now think about, we put the live frog to a pot, like this kind of pot. Then we put in the stove and put the fire. So now water is boiling. Then frog is there. So now water is getting warm, then getting hot. Now frog is there. What is happening? Do you know what is happening? Frog is adjusting his body to the temperature. Just read it. It is scientifically they proved that. So what frog does, adjusting his body to the water. It's, you know, he doesn't know it's getting hot and hot and hotter and hotter and hotter. But he keeps getting, adjusting to that hot water. Why is that? There is a little pleasure. I love hot water. You know, that's my weakness too. I love it because I think, you know, because this cold weather, I like to be with the hot water. So now finally I realize I had to put the gloves and when I wash my thing, otherwise I'm too hot. Why? There's a little pleasure being hot in the cold weather. So then this frog gave me great wisdom. So when I keep reading and understanding this story, this frog getting used to this worm, keep adjusting his body to the temperature, but he doesn't know it's getting hotter and hotter. If you feel too hot, what do you have to do? You know, get out. But he doesn't know what to do. Why he is that? That is pleasurable for him. Then what will happen? He keep adjusting his body. Then he lose his strength and energy. Then what will happen to the frog? He dies. Frog dies. Then after I read that story, I was thinking, this is me. This is all of us. When you see little fun and entertainment in life, you think, I think, we think this is everything. But we don't know this is a trap. This is a trap. But, you know, when we say the hot water, water is boiling, don't misunderstand. It doesn't mean you cannot enjoy hot water. Does it make sense? It doesn't mean you cannot enjoy hot water. You can enjoy hot water. There is some pleasure. Buddha never said there is no pleasure having these senses. There is some pleasurable feeling in that. But if you think that is the end, that's the last thing in your life, this is it, this is my whole life, then what will happen? Then you will die there. Does it make sense? You will die there. So therefore, if you see little entertainment, just please have it, enjoy it, but don't think this is my whole life. Otherwise, you will stuck in there. So you, me, we all have to get out from that trap. But why we are in trouble in life always? Because our senses, we always believing everything is perfect. It is not. Now think about, people love ice cream. Ice cream, you know, summer is coming, you know, ice cream, sometime temple kitchen making coconut ice cream, mango ice cream, oh, so good, it was delicious, please purchase it, you know, that's okay. So it is so fun, you know, so, but eating ice cream is a good thing, it's okay. But if you are eating whole container of ice cream, that's not good. Right? It doesn't serve you. It doesn't help you. So now you don't know about... eating ice cream is a good thing, but you don't know about your limits. I think this is a very simple concept. To understand this, no need to meditate 24 hours. Now, I put some seed into your head. Now, while you are driving back another hour to go home, keep thinking what I said. Then you can understand how you are creating troubles, problems in your life. So, I want to make sure again and again and again, it doesn't mean you cannot have pleasurable things. So sometimes when I say, oh, this is suffering, this is pain, then people say, oh, then I had to be a monk, I had to be an ascetic, I had to be in the forest, you know, I had to live under a bridge, under the tree, I don't want to have a house. That is craziness. That is craziness. So then people are thinking, I'm a monk. So people think, oh, he's a monk. He cannot have anything fancy. That is wrong. If somebody give me expensive shoes, I'm going to wear it. Nothing wrong with that. I'm going to have fun with that. But I know that's not my complete inner contentment. Does it make sense? Sometimes people go into this extreme or that extreme. That is the difficulty. So if you have things, enjoy it. But understand yourself, this is not everything in my life. Why is that? Everything is subject to change. Whatever we call fun, entertaining, joyful, what is the end result? We lose. If we are losing it, then hurry up. Enjoy it in the right way. So when we say that, most of people think, oh, according to the Buddhist teaching, we cannot enjoy it. that is wrong. No, you can enjoy everything and everybody, no problem. But make sure what direction you are going. Okay? So, I was in Phoenix one time. My host family, they always, when I go there, they give me a car to drive for my classes. So, only car they have, Jaguar. Right? Jaguar convertible. So she's very excited about it. Bhante, put the roof down and dry. I said, then your hair's going like that. I said, good luck, I don't have hair. So they are joking. So I don't know, the only thing I need, a car. So then I'm driving that car. Can you see the monk driving a Jag? It's just a car, but I'm driving, I'm enjoying it. I am a little, drive fast a little bit, I think. And so anyway, one day somebody was so upset. Why? I was driving a Jaguar. Why is that? If I live here, maybe I have a car. So he didn't even come to my meditation. Almost he came to the meditation class. He saw I'm coming out from the Jag. He was thinking, oh, another kind. So then, however, now think about universe address the issue. Then right away, universe realized this is something going crazy. Now universe put everything into the perspective. So I was totally fine. I don't know what it is. So one of my friends came and said, Bhante, I want to take you to dinner. There is one of my best friends also there, that person. Now we went to the dinner. He's not really paying attention to me. Usually people are very friendly with me, but I am smiling and happy, but he's not talking to me. He's talking to my friend. They are talking, I'm just sitting like a stranger. I can handle it because he was upset. Then we came out after after dinner. Then I was trying to get into the car. I said to my friend Anna, Anna, look at my car. She knows me so long. Then she said, Bhante, this is not yours. You are not live here. I know that. So who's this car? I said, my host family always giving me this car to drive to my classes. Then that person, really? That's not your car? I said, no. How come I have a Jag? Right? He didn't. He made that assumption. So now you can see whatever you see, you are creating a issue. So therefore, I'm asking, if somebody give me a Jag to drive, I will drive. Nothing wrong with that. But I know it is not my whole life. I know it is not my whole happiness. I am so grateful to have a car. I was driving to help people, and then done. So what people are doing, I finished that job and did it there, leave the car there, but people who see it, still they are carrying it. They are creating more problems. So what I really want to ask you today, be aware about your senses. Whatever you see, whatever you hear, otherwise, what will happen, whatever happened to the frog, same thing happened to you and myself. So that's why I call that frog teaching me a lesson. Therefore, I call him Dharma Frog. How wonderful, right? Dharma Frog. Any thoughts? Any questions? Anything? Any comments? Yes?
How does the Jaguar drive?
Oh. It is good. It is good.
Can you drive here?
Huh? I have Mini Cooper. So I think it's a perfect size for me, yeah. Big cars, yeah, middle path, because I can handle it easily, yeah. But it's not big enough, sometimes I have so many stuff. And so, any other thoughts? Okay, yeah.
You need to go to Mazars, they used to have a little statue of a frog.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. I have seen that. Yeah, I have seen that. Okay, anybody new today? New people? Okay, please introduce yourself. Your name?
My name is
Regan. Hi. Hi, Regan. Welcome to... Anybody else?
I'm Laura.
Hi, Laura. Welcome. Anybody else? Hi, Jason. Yeah. After we are over, please come forward. I have something for you. And one more thing. So people who didn't take the precepts, anybody planning to take the precepts this year, I'm suggesting this book, The Mindfulness Survival Kit, 5 Essential Practices. So this is Thich Nhat Hanh's book, really good book, very simple. He explained really well what is the 5 precepts. They are mindful, you know, helping for your mindfulness practice. So if you are planning to take the precepts this year, this is the book I am recommending. Please read this book, okay? Thank you. Okay, Rebecca.
Is there
going to
be a precept class?
So, yeah, after we put the date, you know, then we are doing the classes too, a couple of classes. Yeah, and also when we are talking about the taste of Sri Lanka, I think this is the 18th year, right, Rebecca?
18th year.
Yes, the 18th year. I know this is our biggest fundraiser for the temple because, you know, I'm always telling people maintaining, running this building is lots of expenses. It's an old building, always things breaking down, and always I'm calling her and we had to fix this and fix that. So therefore, keep this place for you. And so we had to work so hard. Therefore, your generous heart, your kindness, your compassion, so you can bring your family members and you can invite your friends to Taste of Sri Lanka. This year, a little bit slow selling. I know people in the last minute, they are buying the tickets. But we really want to focus the preparation of the food. We are working on it right now. Therefore, please consider to support the temple. If you cannot come to the Taste of Sri Lanka, but still they can buy.
You can participate by buying the 50-50 online virtual raffle ticket. So for the first time this year, the 50-50 cash raffle is virtual, so you don't have to be present.
Mm-hmm. And other things, a couple of people asked me recently, this place has a central funding from another big Buddhist community. I said, no way. We are very individual organizations. Self-sustaining, you know, place. And so therefore we don't have this big support because I'm not bringing money from somewhere else. And our community, actually because of my traveling, people connecting to this place and supporting too, that's a good thing. But we all have to work hard. So maybe you, only thing you see sitting on the meditation cushion and meditating, that's wonderful. But to keep this one meditation cushion in this room, so many hundreds of thousands of people to work hard. So that is the reality. So I'm not asking, you know, oh, we have to give money. No. So if you cannot give money, still you can do voluntary service. So I know some people come and clean the bathrooms. Otherwise, we have to pay for that. So lots of volunteers supporting that way too. I'm so grateful to all the volunteers team. Yeah.
So we actually, this week, were just approved to have a booth at the
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and so we're starting to plan for that. So if you don't know me, I'm Rebecca. My office is right there. Let me know if you want to come help food prep or work the farmers market food, because we're starting to look for people to help us out. So we're so excited.
Right.
And then today, because we're kind of kicking off, we have 2 months before the farmers market starts, we're selling coconut pancakes. We have regular and gluten-free. We don't normally have gluten-free. Sherry, cheer loudly. We don't normally have gluten-free.
Right. Yeah, coconut pancake is so awesome. But don't become a frog. Eat mindfully, okay? Yeah. Judy?
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry to go back to Sri Lanka. Are you going to have the silent auction online also?
We do not have a silent auction. This year we have a live auction with a professional auctioneer. And all of the raffle prizes, you have to be present to win. But the 50-50 cash raffle, you do not have to be present to win. So it's a way to participate virtually while you're in Minnesota visiting your son.
Yes.
And if you win, we will cheer for you and say,
yeah. So anyone wants to purchase the ticket, you can get from the bookstore. And also this book also you can purchase from here. I forget to tell you that. So thank you so much. That's it, right? Thank you. Please stand up.